Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Welcome in, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. What a pleasure and honor it is to be here this morning, here in the Odyssey Empire Studios, all together, as we usually are. It's good to be back. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. And to my left, the one, the only sports guru, Benjamin R. Higgins. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning, Woodsy.
Gentlemen, you had a hell of a first day.
Yeah, it was great. It was really, really super fun and cool. Probably again, if you would, just to let it hit again. I want to hear it.
Gentlemen, you had a hell of a first day.
Yeah.
Welcome back to 2025, everybody. Now, you guys know me. I use humor as a defense mechanism. It's maybe my greatest strength. I've gotten through some very tough times in my life based on humor. I am the guy at the funeral that makes inappropriate jokes because that's how I roll. That's how I've always rolled. I speak from the heart, and I use humor as a defense mechanism to explain away things that don't make sense to me, that hurt me, that make me sad.
Yeah, you laugh to keep from crying.
100%, Paulie. And, yeah, you want to talk about a first day back on the air after a two-week vacation. you couldn't draw it up any worse, to be honest with you. You just couldn't. So let's get into kind of what happened yesterday. And I do want to start by saying this morning, it was one of those days where you get off the air, you do a little bit of production. I had a work phone call that I had to do with a new client, Underdog. And so I was on the phone with them doing this is how the app works. It's great. So I finish up and I go make my lunch. And as I sit down to eat my lunch, my ground beef and rice, I sit down to eat my delicious bowl of ground beef and rice. And I looked down at my phone and my phone was like, and I go, well, what? What happened? Who died? Who died? What happened? What's going on? And I open it up, and my stomach dropped. So I started reading, you know, the statement by Shiel Seidler, and we started texting, and I had text messages from 400 other people. What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. Again, the old metaphor of cranking that fire hose open and holding the hose in front of your mouth and trying to drink from it. That's how I felt yesterday. These days are not fun. It's not fun to come in today, but they are important. But I did want to say, I had so many people reaching out to me. I'm sure you guys did as well. Man, I feel bad for you guys tomorrow. Look, don't feel bad for us. Do not feel bad for us in the slightest. There are people in this situation that I feel bad for. It ain't Ben. It ain't Paul. It ain't me. Okay? Honestly, it starts with, I thought about, honestly, was what a crappy couple of years for Shiel Seidler and her kids. That's the first thing I thought of. I'm a dad, right? You lose Peter. We lost Peter. The whole city lost Peter. What a tremendous, tremendous loss it was for all of us. I think about him every day. He's inspired me to no end. He continues to inspire me. He inspired me and my family this weekend. I won't get into the details because I don't want to pat myself on the back, but he inspires us all the time. He is a common theme in our home. Every day we talk about Peter Seidler or think about Peter Seidler. When I grow up, I want to be like Peter Seidler. So I feel terrible for the 14, 15 months that they've had. I feel terrible. I'm a Padres fan. I feel terrible that this is happening right now. It makes me sick to my stomach. This is not the off-season news that any of us wanted to talk about. We bitch and we piss and we moan every day. You guys, breaking news at 10:05 again. Yesterday was one where I said, you know what? You can have this one. Yes. You can have this one. So I will never complain about them breaking anything at 10:05 again.
It was like just past 11 a.m., I think, when everything started to come out. And I'm going, oh, my God. I'm so glad we are not on the air.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I thought the same thing. We will talk about it. Certainly, we have to. It's the biggest story in San Diego sports right now. People are like, Woodsy, are you going to go on a rant? I said, I don't feel like ranting. I feel sad. That's what I feel. I feel sad for so many different parties. I feel bad for the fans that, like, this is what we're dealing with now. You know, after how last season ended, you literally couldn't have drawn it up worse for Padre fans last year, the way that it ended. You couldn't. How could it have been worse than it ended with the Dodgers going on to win the World Series and you had them on the ropes? You can't draw it up any worse.
I remember talking about last offseason heading into the 2024.
Correct.
Season, like, good God, this fan base took a lot of punches.
Yeah.
I mean, Peter passing away, trading Soto.
Yeah.
All, so much uncertainty. And had a pretty good season.
Great season.
And then
full of joy.
And then 24 innings and everything that followed to today. You're like, this offseason might have been worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, losing a person of his magnitude will always be the hardest. It will always be the most impactful thing that's happened to us on the air. We've been here with you guys through. Think about some of the stuff we've been through with you guys. COVID, lockdown, strikes, Fernando Tatis Jr. suspension, the Manny Machado signing, the Juan Soto trade, the loss of Peter Seidler, for me, is the one that will stick with me for the rest of my life. It affected me. People pass away all the time. People that I know have passed away. Nothing has affected me like when that guy passed away, you know, and I read that lawsuit yesterday and I was brought to tears several times. I am a big softy. I get it. But I was brought to tears several times yesterday reading that. So it's a terrible situation for everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
before we get into anything in terms of, you know, discussing it, I first want to say that I feel very fortunate that I work with you guys, our team here, my team at Channel 10, which was, you know, they worked really hard. Like, they had the whole, you know, text of everything within a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I was able to, I sat down, read through the whole thing like you did. I
mean, sent it over to us.
90 whatever pages
yep.
of everything, you know, in communication with the Padres as well, because, you know, we covered it all day yesterday on Channel 10, multiple reporters, you know, and delivering the facts of the situation. I do feel like, you know, that's right now the most important thing. What do we know? What don't we know? You know, this is where it stands right now. A lawsuit was filed. There are allegations made in the lawsuit. A response was made by the other side. And it was our job yesterday to just present that to Padres fans, to the public in general, and, you know, let them know what is going on with their team. What does it mean? That is a really, really deep and difficult question.
100%.
That is going to not be solved this morning.
No.
Not be solved today. Not going to be solved this week. That is an ongoing question that, of course, we are all going to be following very closely. But there's no way that we can unravel something of this magnitude on a four-hour radio program.
Yeah.
So keep expectations somewhat modest when it comes to, oh, yeah, by the end of this morning, we're going to know everything.
We'll have it figured out.
We'll have it all figured out. We're not going to, and don't expect us to.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a you know, the way that I described it to my wife last night, I said it's a big tube of toothpaste, and it's been jumped on. And the toothpaste is now out of the tube, right? And we always say, you know, you can't weasel that toothpaste back into that small, tiny little hole. You're not going to get it in there. You can get a little bit in there, maybe, but you can't get it all in. It's a big story. It's a huge story. It's the biggest story that we've had to tackle in a year since Peter Seidler passed. There's no question. And I just want the fans out there to know I've got your back. I think we have your back. I don't understand a lot of this. I really don't. You're talking to a guy that still doesn't understand how his insurance deductible works and it works, and now you want me to come in and be an expert on wills and trusts and things like that. I'm just learning about wills and trusts myself at 49 years old. I don't know how this stuff works. It breaks my heart, though. It really did yesterday. It broke my heart. It wasn't one of those days where I'll say I was fairly consumed with it, but it wasn't. I remember when Fernando got popped. That was, I'll never forget that day. It was a Friday. Bo was graduating from preschool. We went to pick him up to take him to Corvette Diner. I'm sitting in the car. I get the alert from Jeff Passan. I had to take him to his, you know, graduation little dinner. I didn't even see, I barely saw him. I was on my phone the whole time, and I just remembered that moment. So yesterday I tried my very best to try to be present at home, try to make sure that everything was taken care of, not get fully sucked into the vortex of the magnitude of this. But of course it's going to happen, man. You want to know. This is the team, not only that you cover, it's the team that you root for. It's the team that you support vehemently. It's the team that you get hate mail sent to your home from other fan bases because you support them. That's what I'm talking about. So I do want to talk more about it today. We absolutely will. We want to talk about the ramifications of this, and I think that's fairly fair to speculate on the ramifications of this. We all know what we're referring to. The ramifications of it are, is there any way that Roky Sasaki looks at this and goes, I'm in, sign me up, I'm ready, right? So I think that's fair to talk about, and we will talk about that
In some sort of like universal, like cosmic winking at us, it is time for us to discuss Trust and Will, our newest sponsor, Woods.
There's no way that's the first one.
It is the first one off the bat this morning.
Dude, life has a weird, weird... It's just a
I just
weird...
I texted you guys, like, hey,
just FYI. Check.
If anything in your life has made you wonder, what would happen if I passed away unexpectedly?
Yeah.
Didn't, you know, leave clear plans for everybody. You don't want to do that. It's called dying intestate when you let the state have to decide your legacy. And you may think, I don't have that much. I got a bank account. It goes to my wife. It goes to my kids, whatever. If you don't leave a will, it will go into probate. There will be extra fees, taxes, months, possibly even years before everything gets settled. You can avoid all of that by very simply setting up a legacy, a will, a trust at Trust and Will.
Well, you know, the other part of the copy that is imperative for us to read, a good reason to set up a trust and will is maybe you could, quote, prevent family disputes, avoid some drama. Almost 60% of families experience conflict when dividing assets after someone dies without a clear will or trust. Not saying that that's happening in this case. That being said, it's very simple to do. We did it over the break. Both of us sat down at our computer, did it, knocked it out of the park. Takes 15 minutes, tops. And, you know, you list all the people that you want to take care of your assets when you're gone.
Secure your assets and protect your loved ones with Trust and Will. Get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by visiting trustandwill.com. Use the code San Diego. We were told that's all one word.
One word.
San Diego, very fast, at checkout to get your 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com. Use code San Diego at checkout.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we got a little blowback yesterday on our new time clock.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody will adjust quickly. I mean, some minor changes. Just a reminder, if you weren't with us yesterday, that Don't Do This remains at its normal time of 7:20. We have moved Take on Woods back to 8:20. And the Rindle Report has moved to our final segment of 9:35. The only person I got blowback on that from yesterday was Paul.
Right.
Who said, you know, I used to get a lot done in that last segment when you guys were just riffing, and now all of a sudden it's the Rindle Report, and now the show's over, and I've got a bunch of extra work to do. So thanks a lot for that, for moving the Rindle Report into the last segment.
Got to shift some priorities and move some things around, but we'll be all good.
Yeah, I had a very disturbing phone call yesterday. Very, very disturbing. I called Ben Higgins.
Yesterday.
In the afternoon.
You did?
I did. And I
right
called
around
him
noon.
Right around noon after I had had a chance to read a lot of this and just kind of get your temperature on it. And your temperature was hot-blooded. As I called Ben, and he answered the phone, and he says he was riding the Peloton. It was the most disturbing phone call I've ever heard. Yeah, bro. For I only made it. I'll pull up my call.
You got off the phone fast.
I have never.
You were like me.
I've never.
This is
ever.
Like being on the opposite end of a Ben Higgins phone call. Like when people call me, I get them off the phone really fast.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
was
yeah,
the
yeah,
opposite.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
let's
yeah,
talk to you about it.
Okay, yeah.
I called this dude yesterday. Where the F is it? Ben Higgins yesterday.
You didn't record the phone call, did you?
No, I did not. 1 minute. He was on his Peloton, Pauly. Yeah.
I was about 15 minutes into my ride, so I'd already worked up a pretty good lather.
Oh, my God.
And I was going up a strong hill. But I would like you to know that I would not have answered the phone for just anyone in that situation. But I had it next to me just in case perhaps you called and needed to talk about something. With everything going on, I thought, make myself available to Woods. So I answered. And yes, right. I was very out of breath.
Pauly, it was the most disturbing phone call that I've ever been on. He was so out of breath. And I just go, you know what, dude? I'm just going to talk to you later. Next time, if you're Pelotoning, please don't answer.
Don't answer. Okay.
Just
text back. I'm Pelotoning.
There's
call
a little
back.
Thing
Fine.
You can click that says, can I call you later? It has like prompts.
Yeah, custom
or call you later.
Call you later.
Give me a minute.
I always hit custom. I hate using one of the pre-selected prompts. That feels very
can I call you back?
Dismissive.
So so that happened. And that just... It ruined my day. I mean, it made a really tough day even worse.
I can see that.
I was like,
you didn't feel good that I was exercising, doing something healthy for myself.
No.
Taking a few minutes out of my busy day.
It sounded like you were taking a few minutes for yourself, if I'm being 100% honest. It really did. It's Pauly. It's
Stroganoff.
It's what it sounded like. I go, I gotta go. 1 minute.
It's very rare to hear Woods uncomfortable.
I was so uncomfortable.
We hear me uncomfortable all the time, but it was actually at the end of the phone call, it was like, Woods is
uncomfortable.
I have finally succeeded in making Woods uncomfortable
now you
for the
know
first
how to,
time.
Now you know how to get me. It was so gnarly, Pauly. I'll just call you back. Just call me later. I was actually like mad. I was like, you know what? I needed this guy. Boom. I like turned the phone up and threw the phone down. It was terrible.
So after I got off the Peloton, I walked downstairs and
The
Peloton, yeah. And my son, the package had arrived for him. And he took it in. And I said, well, what did you order? It's always weird now that my kids are adults, essentially, to see what they purchase for themselves. They have jobs, so they got money. They can buy things. Took out this device, and he said, it is a camera-enabled earwax cleaner. So it's like an app. He downloaded the app, plugged in the Bluetooth, and it's this little like camera and like scooper, like a little tiny ice cream scoop that
throw up.
You put
this
in your
is the worst.
You put it in your ear, and it shows you where the wax is, and then you kind of scoop it out like it's some sort of tub of ice cream. And he said, you should really do this on the air. And I go,
oh, now that's an idea. Now, okay.
Well, you've used it now. He says, no, there's like fresh tips and attachments so you can, for multiple people can use this. Would you be interested in a camera-enabled app connected earwax cleaning demonstration any point on the air?
So I pull up the phone.
You pull up the phone, and it shows you the camera. Not only that, he said you can record the session, and if
for
you wanted,
what?
I don't know, post it on social media or whatever.
It's called a curette.
Oh, it's got a name.
Says. Yeah.
A curette.
Can I give Carl? I don't know if it's that's the right Carlos. It might be. Can I give him the credit for a tweet? Look, as I mentioned, I use humor as a defense mechanism. And even when things are at their darkest, or maybe bleak, I need something to make me bust out laughing. And our buddy Carlos tweeted yesterday, when all this was going on. And with that, The 2025 season comes to a close, and I lost it. I completely lost my mind in laughter. I thought it was, you need levity. You need levity in situations like what went down yesterday. And boy, that was some levity. But yeah, you can bring your ice cream earwax scoop in, and I'll use it. I don't know what you're going to find.
Pass it around.
Because I wear AirPods 17 hours
yeah,
a day.
It jams the wax. Remember, I had it plugged once and had to go to the doctor get it out. And it was like a marble that came out of that thing.
Jeez, this is the worst day of my life. This is the worst day of my life. Oh, Ben.
All the bad images of Ben right now that you have running through your head.
Yeah. Well, bring it in. I want to see how it works.
I will bring it in and we can demonstrate at some point.
Good.
All right. Where do we exactly go from here?
Well, I think let's kind of read what we know.
Yeah.
Right. The statements from yesterday certainly that have as Kevin Acey put it, I thought he put it pretty well when he said, this situation could rock the Padres, and I'm like, I think you can eliminate could. This statement has rocked the Padres, the Padres fan base. There's no two ways to look at it right now. That's how it is.
I don't know if it, we're going to make anybody feel better, but there's been a ton of professional teams that have gone through similar drama
for sure.
Like this.
Padres, no question.
Padres aren't the only one. It does happen sometimes in professional sports, and they eventually all make it through. Different states and consequences of what happens, and we can kind of speculate a little bit about all of that. But we'll go through what we know, just kind of the facts so far as they've been presented to us, and we'll get to that coming up in just a moment. First, though, Woods is going to tell us a little bit about one of his newest sponsors, Underdog Fantasy.
Man, I've had a real, real nice time playing Underdog Fantasy. I had done some of the older first versions of Fantasy, and I didn't really like them. This one is so user-friendly. Played with it over the break. If you're a California sports fan, and I'm assuming that you are, Underdog is now available to play in our state. It's the best place to cash in on all your takes. You think you're so smart. Hear from you guys all the time about how much you know about football, college football. Listen, now's your chance to prove it. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are ice cold? 5 million happy players, over $2 billion won. Underdog makes it fast and easy to cash in on all your athletes' performances. Just won the other night, had four picks and hit them all. And I won $291, man. I was pretty happy. That's a nice little Sunday for your old pal Woods. So check it out. I need to do a deep dive on the college football playoffs and figure out who I'm going to go with, higher, lower, all that. But Underdog, again, the best place to play pick 'em. Download the app, sign up, use the promo code Woods. Deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Use the promo code Woods. Must be 18, present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
All right, as we said, I have no idea how this process even works, what the next step is going to be. How long will it take? Is there going to be a court hearing at some point? I would imagine. You know how slow the system generally operates.
The wheels of justice turn slowly,
very slowly.
Yes.
Generally, there are many hearings, evidentiary procedures, depositions that take place usually over months, possibly years before, if it ever goes to some sort of jury trial and a jury is sat and a case is held. So we're not expecting any resolution to this.
By Friday or something. No, anytime soon.
This will likely be something that the Padres are dealing with during the entire 2025 season, I would guess.
Yeah.
And possibly the 2026.
I mean, this is
maybe
not
even
uncommon.
2027 season.
This is not an uncommon thing necessarily in sports.
No,
there's other organizations where you can. I'm talking just as far as a sports team goes and the succession of all of it and everything. Like, we have examples. You can go and look at how long.
Within the last year, Dean Spanos' sister sued him over control of the Chargers.
Yep. Yep.
No one had passed away. I mean, it all stemmed from, obviously, originally Alex Spanos passing away. That one festered for decades before, reaching loggerheads. And eventually they reached a settlement in which she was bought out, which is what I think she wanted all along.
Right.
But When I say this is actually kind of common in professional sports, it's unfortunately true that we've seen many examples of this over the years, of, you know, something that's happening, including one within the last just, you know, few months here in the NFL. So yes, this is not totally uncommon, what we are seeing here.
I'll kind of give you the broad strokes of Shields' statement yesterday, in case you missed it. I doubt very much if you're listening to the show that you missed it, but, you know, kind of part of the gig here. To Padres fans, earlier today I filed a complaint against Matthew Seidler and Robert Seidler to protect my family and to continue to carry out Peter's legacy. Aside from our three wonderful children and our marriage, there was nothing Peter and I valued more than the opportunity to serve as stewards of this extraordinary franchise. For more than a decade, we put our heart and soul into its success. And those who saw our shared commitment up close know it was a true partnership every step of the way. And so, as the holder of the largest individual ownership stake in the San Diego Padres and the sole beneficiary of the Seidler Trusts, which possesses exclusive rights with respect to control of the franchise, I am seeking to be named the control person for the Padres. There is, she recommends that you can go out and read the entire complaint. We all have. I think a lot of people did out there. She also says this was not a decision I made lightly. I've done everything in my power to avoid unwanted distractions, to resolve the matter privately, focused on supporting the work of the many dedicated professionals within the Padres organization. Goes on and says, look, I don't want to litigate this matter in public. Rest assured, I'll do what it takes to protect my children, Peter's legacy, and this remarkable ball club. I look forward to a quick resolution so that we can together continue the work ahead. With gratitude, Shield. I read this yesterday, and I read it a few times, and there were parts of it that I that just hit me, you know, that absolutely hit me, and I went, holy smokes, man, having to deal with this right now has just got to be very, very difficult. Now, originally, the Padres put out a statement that said, we don't comment on ongoing legal matters, but I think wisely later.
Well, the Padres are sticking with their statement. They don't comment on legal matters. The statement that was released later is from the Seidler Trust.
The Seidler Trust, yes.
A spokesperson for the Seidler Trust, which is different than the San Diego Padres.
Correct. And,
you know, for at least some part, the employees, the people who work for the San Diego Padres, some of them are as caught in the middle of this as Padres fans
100%.
Are. And I think we all understand how you feel. Know that there are people who work in that organization who feel very caught. They knew Shield very well. Obviously, they all love Peter like we all did. They also know the people who are working in the organization now currently. So this is the statement that was released a couple of hours later by the Seidler Trusts. And it says, the complaint filed by Shield Seidler, the widow of Peter Seidler, is entirely without merit. Peter had a clear estate plan. The plan specifically named three of his nine siblings, with whom he had worked closely for many decades as successor trustees of his trust, and Peter himself prohibited Shield from ever serving as trustee. The trustee is exclusively responsible for designating the San Diego Padres' next role person. In 2020, in connection with Peter's appointment as control person, Shield agreed in a sworn document that she had no right to be or designate the control person and that she would not interfere with the designated control person. She also stated in May 2024 that John Seidler, Peter's eldest brother, would be the best control person for the Padres. The Padres have already filed an application to Major League Baseball to appoint John. Went on to talk a little bit about John and sharing Peter's vision for the Padres and, you know, bringing championship caliber baseball to San Diego. So that was the response. The only thing that is clear to me, someone's not, I mean, there's two very different visions that have been painted here.
Yeah, but everyone is talking about, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think when you have, so in a perfect kumbaya world, right? Hey, let's all get together. I know it doesn't work this way, but let's all get together. We have one common goal, right? Shield, you do, you know, the Seidler brothers, the Padres organization. What is our common goal? We want to win a World Series. We want to win a couple World Series. We want to sustain winning in San Diego. We want to give back to this beautiful city and these beautiful fans and take care of and be good stewards of the community. A lot of which they do, other than the winning championships, right? Which, again, based on my experience with Peter Seidler, that was his vision. He wanted to win championships. He wanted to do it almost more than anything in the world. Eradicate homeless people. Not eradicate homeless people. Son of a bitch.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Eradicate homelessness.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
God, I was on such a good roll.
Sorry.
Whoa. Man. Sorry. That was a misspeak
that was
by
a,
Woods.
That was a, please don't take that out of context.
Whoa.
Eradicate homelessness.
Jesus, God. I may never recover from that. Eradicate.
There are flubs.
There are flubs and there are
I get what you mean. Yeah. If there are no more homeless people, it's because they've all found homes.
Correct.
Not because they're somehow
You know what I mean.
Gone.
He didn't want to kill them. Eradicate them. He wanted to eradicate homelessness. Jesus. He wanted to win a championship. I think the thing that I've been asking myself, if everybody's vision is the same, why can't we work together on this, on accomplishing this vision, you know, and use everybody's strengths for the greater good? I realize it doesn't work that way. I've seen Succession. We've all seen Succession. I know it doesn't work that way. People want power. People want the authority. I understand it. It's 2025. I'm not a dummy. But that's the kind of thing that bothered me. Like, okay, well, what exactly is the vision? Just from my conversations with Peter Seidler, I know what his vision was. It was he wanted to win championships and not kill homeless people and eradicate homelessness. That was the two things other than his family he loved the most. So I understand it doesn't work that way, but I thought about that all day of like, I wish you guys could figure it out and work together to bring a championship to San Diego.
There are a lot of different theories on how to best win a championship. No one has the exclusive strategy on what's best to do. I mean, is it better to pool all your resources for a couple of years and,
right,
you know, go for it entirely? Or is it better to try to, you know, extend your window and just keep getting to the playoffs and hoping one year, hey, everything goes well in October and you make it? I mean, every team, you know, tackles these questions and has their own solution of how they're going to try to win a championship. Obviously, we can't all be the Dodgers and just, you know, spend until single player that you can possibly want under the sun. There's one team right now that's really doing that, maybe two if you talk to the Mets as well right now. So there are different theories of how a team like the San Diego Padres can win a championship. I can understand that. When it comes to this dispute, for me, and I would hope that even, you know, most Padres fans and anyone who even works for the Padres would agree. I don't know enough at the moment to take a side. You know, people are declaring their allegiances on the internet yesterday. I will always be Team Peter Seidler.
Yep.
I knew Peter. I trusted him. I think we all did. That he was a good human being with very high character that had wisdom and was generous with his time, generous with his resources, and trying to do good for both the world and the San Diego Padres.
Put his money where his mouth is, yes.
And my overriding thought yesterday was that all I want is for Peter Seidler's wishes to be honored.
Correct. I'm with you.
That's all I want. I don't know what those are. And I hope that this process, whatever it is and however long it takes, and I'm willing to stick it out here, will unravel, you know, those two statements that we just heard and, you know, get to the heart of the matter and, you know, find out what Peter Seidler's wishes were. And in the end, I hope that those wishes are honored.
Yeah.
And I can't see anyone really in San Diego disagreeing with that notion.
Other than some of the things that I read in the lawsuit yesterday that, you know, I was quite taken aback by, can I say this? I don't like necessarily the Dodger fan connection, and I don't know, you know, I know the Walter, I know the O'Malley story, I know Peter had connection. I don't like it. So if our team, I'll go on record as saying I don't want the San Diego Padres to be run by Dodger fans, if that is in fact the case. Is that fair for me to say? I think that's a reasonable request for a Padre fan to say, yeah, I'm not great with, you know, I wouldn't be necessarily great, Ben, with Sandy Koufax coming down here and running the team. You know what I mean? Oral Hershiser has bought a stake in the Padres. I'll pass. I'm going to pass on it. Is that fair to say that I don't want Dodger fans running this team?
Yet, you know, if you had said that in 2012 when Peter Seidler and Tom Seidler were part of the ownership group, you would have gone, I don't like this. These are Dodger people coming down. And it turned out that both of those people were fantastic.
Dodger people are different than Dodger fans. And what I saw yesterday on the internet looked like Dodger fans to me. Dodger people are different. Because I would take, that would be like saying, well, I don't want this guy because he played for the Dodgers. No, I'd give me Mookie Betts tomorrow, right? Give me Freddie Freeman tomorrow. That doesn't make any sense. But I think it would be fair. And I got this a lot yesterday. I mean, I got this a lot from people going, Are they like hardcore flag waving Dodger fans? Because that would be bad. That would be bad. And I'll put that on record. I do not want that to happen.
All right, we need to check traffic. We will continue this discussion.
Don't want to kill homeless people, for the record. Okay, because everyone's tweeting me now. I love all human beings.
That's not why we raised all the money last year.
That's exactly right. I want to help.
Not to eradicate not homeless to people. Homelessness.
What an all time misspeak. I guess you go ahead and put that in best of, Paulie, even though it's worst of. Holy cow.
All right, don't go away. We're going to check traffic. We'll be back quickly here on 97.3 The Fan.
You want to talk about an all-time flop? Good God, man.
Sorry.
You've lost your mind. Adam already texted me. He's like, I'm going to need a promo.
No, you're not getting a promo of that.
Why not? It was funny.
It is funny, but it's not funny. You take it out of context, I look like a murderer. I look like him.
Really?
I look like Ben.
You're now opposed to taking things out of context to make
I would never
other people look inappropriate.
That's harmless. That is absolutely harmless what I do to you.
So where are we drawing the line right here?
Just for S's and giggles, let's hear what maybe a promo would sound like. But I don't want it to run in rotation. But maybe, Paul, you can,
right, I can have it
put that
ready
together
in a few minutes here.
I don't want that.
Yeah, can you imagine if you weren't listening to the program today and all of a sudden you're driving around and Gwen Chris is on and, you know, they go
to
a break.
You hear a promo.
And all you
ben
hear
Woods
is Woods
on the fan.
Saying we need to, the homeless need to be eradicated.
Stephen Woods, host on the fan. What
this is not the kind of radio station I thought it was.
What was I thinking? Like, I just
I did not
mean to say that. Homelessness, the unhoused.
You know, I think the next logical step for us is to discuss what the possible fallout here is of, you know, ownership to San Diego Padres. And clearly, I think you'd be naive to say, oh, there's none. You know, just, you know, everything
business
will go
usual.
On business as usual. You know, it's up to A.J. Preller. Now, A.J. Preller is certainly going to still make some moves. You know, he can make trades. He can do what he wants. And
do you think, and this is a question I saw asked yesterday, do you think all of this going on behind the scenes has precluded him from making moves? Or do you feel it's coincidental? I kind of looked at it and go, well, the market's absolutely insane right now. We knew about financial constraints before this. My gut feeling is that it's coincidental.
I tend to agree, actually, that I don't know why this would say, well, because we don't know what's going to go on. You can't do anything at all. They have to get ready for the season.
You have to.
There's a 2025 season. It will start. Spring training will start in a month, whether you like it or not.
Correct.
You're going to have to make some moves. I think this was part of their strategy all along, that they were going to be patient in the offseason, wait until some of the bigger names sign, wait until Roky Sasaki makes his decision, and then, you know, they would decide how to allocate their resources and then make the trades that they thought would best suit them for 2025. So I tend to agree with you. I don't think it's necessarily a direct consequence of what's going on behind the scenes. And let's also remember that the people, you know, who are running the Padres right now have been doing so. These are also the same people who, you know, Peter Seidler put most of them or all of them into place.
Right.
This is not some new organization
regime
that comes in, new regime. These are all of Peter Seidler's people.
Yeah, a lot of it hasn't changed.
His colleagues, his executives. There wasn't a big house cleaning when Peter Seidler passed away.
Right.
These are all the people that Peter trusted when he was alive to operate the San Diego Padres and to continue operating the Padres. You know, Peter had amazing faith in A.J. Preller as his president of baseball operations.
Incredible.
Other people in the front office all worked for Peter Seidler. These aren't aren't new people who have come in the last year just saying, all right, we're going to upend everything that Peter did. These are the same people.
I can vividly recall us asking Peter in person about why he had so much faith in A.J. Preller in person at spring training.
Way more than a lot of us had.
No question. No question about it. And we asked him about it, and he answered. And once he answered it, you went, all right, makes sense to me. You know, you're the boss. You call the shots. But I do think it's fair to say if you are, what's his name? Joel Wolf, is that right? The agent for Roki Sasaki? This is on your radar. How could it not be?
Yeah.
How could it not be? Does it preclude you from signing Roki Sasaki? No. Does it help? No, it doesn't, in my opinion. There's no way it could. Put yourself in his shoes. Put yourself in Joel Wolf's shoes. And this comes out, and you go, ooh. Yeah,
I also think if you love
the Padres in San Diego,
you love Ruben Niebla, you love the Point Loma lab, you love the weather, you love the media atmosphere. Someone's going to own the Padres. I think whoever it is, you know, they want to put a competitive team that wins on the field because every owner in sports would rather do that than not do that. I don't think it completely precludes you, but this is definitely a strike that's not working in their favor at this point.
Andy makes a good point. He said, while John, who was named the point person, control brother, he was a civil engineer. He never actually worked for Peter or the Padres. And that's an important distinction to make, certainly. So, again, man, this is so, so convoluted, a lot of it, and so far above what my level of understanding is. There's a part of me, too, that thinks, hey, man, all of this came out. And in the statement from the trust, they said, well, we are planning for the 2025 season. And I think a lot of fans are right in saying, okay, let's see it. Let's see you guys planning for the 2025 season. Let's see some additions.
I will also add that while this came to light yesterday, and while fans and media members may not have been fully in the loop, people like Joel Wolf, you know, major agents who are connected in the industry, this was not some giant secret, I don't think, around, you know, ownership offices in Major League Baseball.
Probably true.
Roki Sasaki, I think, already knew.
Maybe.
My guess would be a lot of what was going on with the Padres before he started this process, and they were still one of the teams that he was very interested in meeting with and talking to.
It feels like Cope a little bit, but you can sell me on that a little bit.
You know, your agents are not doing their job if they haven't already done a lot of
homework.
Homework.
That's fair. You're right.
And knowing what's going on.
And I know agents, and that's absolutely true of them.
Yep. So, I it's not a good thing. There's no way this is a positive.
No.
But at the same time, we may be overreacting just a little bit because it's so new and fresh.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here.